Danielle Bragg is a computer science PhD student interning at Microsoft Research in Cambridge. She and her associates are working on a project to redesign the way letters look to improve the visual reading experience for low vision individuals, visual readers. She is seeking low vision participants for a user study. She will describe her project and tell us how interested individuals can help.
Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me come visit. My mentor, Adam Kalai, who I'm working with on this, is actually here too. So basically, we had this wacky idea to redesign the way that text looks. English letters, or the Latin script that many people grew up reading, it evolved over many years, both for reading and writing. But now that we have computers, there's no reason that we have to stick to the same traditional letters that, you know, most people learn as kids. There's an analogy with Braille, where at first, when people are trying to make embossed letters, they use the traditional letter forms on printed paper. But they found that the traditional letter forms were quite difficult to make out with your fingers and took up a lot of space. And so Braille came along and redesigned the letters to be these 2x3 dots that are actually a lot easier for people's fingers to pick up. So we were thinking to do a comparable thing with visual letters. So instead of an A looking like an A, it might look like a block of red color, or instead of a B looking like a B, it might be a chunky black shape. So we've been designing a whole bunch of these different scripts, and we call them smart fonts, because hopefully they're helpful, and they're kind of like fonts. So I guess for those of you who do read some text visually, hopefully some of our designs might be interesting to you. I'd love to hear what kinds of frustrations you guys have with visual text. I can also show you some of our scripts if you're interested in seeing them, and we have an experiment set up to figure out if these scripts are actually helping people, so if you're interested, that would be awesome. We'd love to have you participate. We're just a few blocks away at Microsoft, and you come and basically look at a bunch of these different characters and identify them, and we'll pay you $20. It'll take an hour.
I mean, it's easy to think of all the problems with something like this. But one that would come to my mind, I have no vision, but I do know that there are so many different varieties of low vision situations, you know, in terms of colors that people can see, contrast, even day to day, people may have differences. So would you have a way to deal with the fact that there's so much differentiation or variability in low vision?
Yeah, so that's definitely a problem that we've come across in trying to design these fonts. One possible solution that we've thought about a bit is to have some kind of perception task for people to do, and then based on the results, we can kind of tailor the font to the person. So, for example, if we find that the person has trouble distinguishing colors, then the font would involve less differentiation with color and more with shape, perhaps. Or if we find that certain shapes or movements are more problematic, then the font wouldn't include those. But yeah, I mean, that's totally spot on. Like, there's a ton of different, everyone's vision is different, and it's hard to make something that helps everyone or works for everyone.
You know, I can read slowly, but I can still read. But what I always have trouble with and cannot really get is musical notes. And I was kind of wondering, you know, for a long time, if I had a system where the notes, let's say the C is yellow and the D is, you know, different color.
Yeah.
If you know the xylophones for children, mm-hmm. they have different colors, then I could probably read music. So I was kind of wondering whether you are kind of thinking.
I mean, we haven't worked on, I don't know, math. Right, like math also has a lot of different expressions in it that might be harder to see, or music. I mean, those are great ideas. We haven't really tried to do that.
So I guess that the particular font we have works well for people who see colors. There is motion, actually, so some of the letters are moving. And we've also put them on smartwatches, so even for people with normal vision, they can benefit from smaller or easier to read letters. Everyone struggles from reading smaller, so.
It seems like what we've been working on, it's not just for low vision people.
There can be a learning curve. I mean, that's not part of this experiment, but that's a big part of it. I mean, so beneficial for language and people first, but it could be beneficial later.
When you eventually had all this developed and it was, you know, your own font style,
right,
you could access this on a computer just the way you access any other font, just go down the list and change your Word document to that font or something.
Yeah, it would be nice if your whole screen, if you didn't have to do that, like on a document by document basis, right, it'd be nice if, I guess the main applications to either, well, on the smartwatch, which I unfortunately didn't bring, but all letters for everything appeared in that way in the smartphone. It'd be nice if you could do that easily on a computer screen, and there's no great reason why that should be impossible. But another way to go about it would be to go for one application like email or something that you use a lot and just do it for that.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could create an app that would allow a person to basically generate a table of his own font that could be used for everything on a computer or iPhone.
That's a good question. And do you mean by that, like, that they would be able to design the shapes themselves, or would they be choosing among a large set of
you know, the easiest way would probably to have a, you know, an interactive application that allowed you to pick from, you know, various shapes for a particular letter.
Right.
May eventually, because I know that a lot of the computers are able to handle script or artwork. Maybe you could create your own.
Yes, and it might be easier to learn and remember if you made it yourself. Right? There's some.
Yeah, that's right. You could get into actually using little pictures or for your own fonts.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it letter by letter. We've been having a shape for each letter, but you could have shapes for words, like we talked about, like grade 2 grade.
We have an email list. Mm-hmm. I'll put information about you on there, and if people want to contact you, they'll be able to then.
Okay, thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you both. Glad you came.